This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Should you have had the misfortune to be booked on American Airlines yesterday, we do hope you eventually got where you were going. Computer problems forced American to cancel more than 400 flights. It delayed hundreds of others. Thousands of people were stranded. And you may well be wondering at this point, hey, American, it's the 21st century, man. Where were the backup computers? Oh, they had them, but they failed too. Marketplace's Queen of Kim reports now on the sad state of airline computing.
So I should start by saying nobody really knows what went down.
American's not telling everyone exactly what happened.
Brett Snyder runs the blog crankyflyer.com. He says all we know is that the link between American Airlines and its reservation system known as Sabre went down.
And so American was unable to do a lot of things required for daily business.
Like call up its passenger list, print boarding passes, track bags, and it even helps calculate the weight of the plane. When an airline loses touch with its computers, it's basically brain dead. Joe Brancatelli is a publisher of JoeSentMe.com, a website for business travelers.
The Sabre system dates back to the 1950s.
Back then, few people flew, and most tests were done by hand. Brancatelli says to grow, the airline started to computerize. But since then, the number of flyers has exploded, airlines have merged, and the business has become incredibly complex.
Rather than scrap and start again, they are always upgrading, updating, changing stuff that was built in the 1950s.
And computer systems really start to show their age when airlines merge. A little more than a year ago, United and Continental teamed up. They merged their computer systems, and there was chaos for months. Brancatelli says, given what happened yesterday, if the American and U.S. air merger goes through, we could be in for a replay. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.